Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, to more breaking news. A New Zealand man who has been on the run with his three children for almost 4 years has been killed by the police. Tom Phillips was fatally shot while officers responded to an armed robbery. One of the children was with Phillips at the time of the shootout and was unharmed. Paddy Gower is a journalist and host of the Current Affairs show. Paddy Gower has issues and he joins me on the line now. So Paddy, this is the third time we've spoken to you. First of all, you were telling us about this story which has been running for 4 years. Then we had a sighting. We came back to you again on that. Now we have this extraordinary development overnight. What happened?
Yes, it is extraordinary. Actually, it has all come to quite a remarkable end, but there is much, much, much more to this story, of course. It ended a lot like we were talking last time, an attempted break-in in the same town where Tom Phillips was sighted just a week ago at 2:30 a.m. in the morning here. That alerted police, and a country copper, as we call them here, was one of the first on the scene, and police guessed that it was Tom Phillips and put down some road spikes, actually, towards where he's meant to be hiding. Now, at that point, he's escaped on this four-wheel motorbike, quad bike, with one of the children on board and tried to head back to this kind of bush area where he's been hiding for 4 years. He's hit the road spikes and the officer has come across him alone. That's where things have got extremely serious, Claire. Tom Phillips has shot at the police officer with a high-powered rifle. The police officer has been hit in the head with critical injuries. And the next arriving police cars engaged with Tom Phillips as well. And Tom Phillips has been killed. And the child was at the scene. All very dramatic. That's how it all comes to an end.
And tell me about the condition then of that police officer who was shot.
Yeah, he's got critical but survivable injuries. So very heroic. I mean, you've got to think of how remote it is, how dark it is, how hard it has been to catch this man. The child actually as well was at the scene. Just one of the three children was with Tom Phillips at the time. And of course, that has meant there's been a hunt during today for the other two children. Now, the child that was with Tom Phillips, who's believed to be his oldest daughter, Jada, she's now 12 years old. She has led police out into the remote bush to a campsite where the two children were found safe just towards the end of today. So all three children now back in civilization, mm-hmm. essentially, Claire.
So, I mean, I was keeping an eye on what was happening in the aftermath of the shooting, and there was some concern, it seemed, from police that they would struggle to find the other two children because they were relying on that poor child who had just seen her father being shot, taking the authorities to the location where the other children were.
Yeah, that's right, and that's exactly what's happened. The police have come out and said, look, this information that they got from the eldest child, you know, narrowed their search. They've found these other two children. They're now back. Nobody knows exactly who with. Of course, they have a mother, Catherine, who has been looking for them for 4 years. She has come out and said, obviously, she's relieved, but it's incredibly complex. So big questions now around where the kids are going to go. You may remember that I told you and your listeners that at the heart of this was a custody case. And it is known, one of the few things that is known or is able to be publicly said is that the children were to go into state care. We have a children and young person service here. They were to take care of the kids. But exactly where they are right now, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. And you interviewed Tom Phillips' family, didn't you? I mean, that was the first time we spoke. You were telling us about those conversations with his sister, Rosie. Have you heard from them at all in the last number of hours?
Yeah, they've been very quiet today as they digest the news. My colleague actually spoke to Tom Phillips' father, Rosie's father, and a brother, Ben. They were there. They said, put yourself in our shoes. And they've been having issues with the police over this for many years. But nothing out of the family as yet. Although one very significant development late today from the family was that they issued a court injunction on some information that cannot become public because of this court injunction, but the family of Tom Phillips taking out a court injunction to prevent some information about what's been going on from becoming public. There's a 48-hour non-publication order on that. So there's a lot of information clear that has never really come out publicly. Like I said, there's still, to the public at least, there's still a mystery of where the kids are now, who they are with. There's a lot of mystery around the custody case. And now there's even more mystery for the public around some of this information that the family have asked for a court injunction over. So a lot to come out in the story.
And Paddy, can you explain to us why he remained undetected for so long and then we had this flurry in the last couple of weeks ending with this situation in the last number of hours?
Yeah, well, I think the New Zealand police have been pretty clear all along that they, and they use various forms of coded language, as I'm sure they do in Ireland, around the complexities of the case and this kind of thing, which basically means they were worried that it would end in some kind of shootout. The New Zealand police have been proved right in this case. All along, they've said they've been worried about complexities and safety and a confrontation. That is exactly what they got in the end. And I think that's a big part of it. Not only is the bush incredibly hard, you know, we call it the bush here. It's like a rainforest in there. It's incredibly remote, very difficult to get through, very difficult to search. But on top of that, police have been worried that Tom Phillips would shoot at them. And that is exactly what he did. The New Zealand police have been right all along about that. The scene there today, to give you some idea, this is a remote road that leads back to this area, Maracopa, where he's from, where the police laid the road spikes down. It's one way in, one way out. It's a gravel road, and you know the scene there today is a police car there with several bullet holes in it. That's obviously the police car of the officer that was shot. There's a patrol car just behind it that's pulled up, and Tom Phillips. His body lies on the road, you know, about two car lengths away from the front car. So it was obviously some real kind of shootout on the gravel road there. And that's why police have always said it's difficult to search for him, because they were worried that he would shoot.
Well, they obviously knew, didn't they, that he was armed, and they also suspected that he was being helped.
Yeah, no word on anybody helping him at the moment. You know, and this campsite that they've found is you know, it's quite amazing, really. It's literally quite close to the only road into the settlement where he comes from. And your listeners will be just, you know, their mind will be boggling about how he could have done this for so long. But like I said, it's like a rainforest in there. It's incredibly rugged, mountain-like hills with gigantic trees that have been there since the beginning of time here in New Zealand, basically.
But, you know, the last time we spoke, the suspicion was he was involved in a break-in with one of the children. It sounds like this was the same sort of situation, that he was trying to break into a co-op.
Exactly the same sort of situation. It's a shop, you know,
so
a
I suppose
few doors down.
We can read into that, Paddy, that he was becoming increasingly desperate, wasn't he?
Yeah, and you know, that's been one of the theories, that he had fallen out with whoever has been helping him. You know, it's always been presumed by everybody that, you know, he's needed help. There's no way that you could survive in that bush alone for that amount of time, no matter how good a bush person you were, and he obviously was a very good one. So the question is, who was helping him? Did they fall out with him? What had caused him to do two robberies within the course of a week after being quiet for actually over a year? You know, all of these big questions are there. And like I said, there's a lot of information that cannot be said publicly at this stage. You know, a lot more to come out.
Yeah, and you expect that it will come out, do you?
Yeah, it will at some point. You know, there won't be a court case now, you know, because he was wanted for an armed robbery as well before all of these burglaries. There won't be a court case now. He is dead. You know, at some point, some of this information out. But at the moment, there's an injunction sitting over it and a few other of our local laws and whatnot that would all have to be got through.
Yeah.
But, Will that injunction hold forever? That's the big question.
Well, let's hope those three children are well and healthy and manage to recover after this, you know, four-year ordeal that they've had. Paddy, thank you so much. We're very grateful to you for sticking with us over the last number of weeks and bringing us the detail on that story. And I'm sure we'll speak to Paddy again as more information emerges in New Zealand on that story. Tragic story as it ended, but hopefully, as I say, those three children are going to be safe and well. Paddy Gower is a journalist and host of the Current Affairs show. Paddy Gower has issues. Now, later on, should inheritance tax be cut in the upcoming budget? We'll debate that. But next, Maura Fay reports on a school that operates outdoors completely in County Wicklow. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.